So in Daniel chapter 1, we have a beautiful example of four men making a decision contrary to the culture they were living in, yet it was in line with their God Almighty, their Heavenly Father. So let's read about it. So we're in chapter 1, verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and he besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now picture this. These guys were taken to Babylon out of Jerusalem, and the king, Nebuchadnezzar, pretty smart guy, he says, I'm going to use the brain trust, the smartest guys out of Israel, and I'm going to get them on my side to help me do my job. And so he picked some of these favored people out, and what he was going to do, he was going to feed them from the best restaurants in Babylonia. You know, it was 3-star Michelin restaurants that they would have the very best foods, filet mignon, prime rib roast. They'd have all the wine they could drink. Well, verse 6. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Here's our four guys. Unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. Verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So he did not want to break the code, the Old Testament code of what they could eat. And he's missing all this great food, you know, probably steak and potatoes and all this good stuff. And so let's see what he was going to eat. Now God had brought Daniel into favor, verse 9, and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall you make me danger my head to the king. In other words, if you don't eat real good food, you're going to look thin and peaked. You won't be nice and round and rosy and looking good. And if you look skinny and stuff, the king's going to take my head away. Well, then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days. and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Now, pulse is vegetables, all right, and water. And that's all they wanted. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Daniel's sharp guy, God's working with him to work with this prince, this eunuch, who's in charge of the eunuchs. And sounds like a pretty good deal. So he consented, verse 14, to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. So think about these guys were going against what the king wanted, and yet they were doing what God would want them to do, and they used wisdom. They just didn't rebel, but they used wisdom. God worked with them. And so they were going to eat salads for 3 years, vegetables and water. Bless their hearts.
Was that a diet you want to go on?
I don't know if I could have been one of those guys, but, well, verse 15, let's see what happens. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. 10 days, that made a big difference, huh? Isn't that wild? Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse, vegetables. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. 3 years they're doing this. Pretty wild. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. And Daniel continued. So that ends the story there. But as we know, there's some other wonderful events that occurred as recorded in the book of Daniel, where they took a stand on the truth of God's word in their life. Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful example, huh? Mm-hmm. And how God worked with them. They were 10 times smarter than all the other guys. Pretty amazing.
Solid diet too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there we go.
I think it had a lot to do with God.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Over man's
wisdom.
Yeah.
So, good example for us. Let's take a look, a couple more scriptures here. I think in light of thinking about the new year and making some decisions, resolutions, whatever you want to do, or call it, setting some goals, talking with the Father and see what he has for your life in 2026. Philippians might be a good section of scripture to look at. Philippians 4:8. And here in 4:8 in Philippians, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So, These are what we want to think, right? That's what's true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, of virtue, of praise. Those things which you have, verse 9, you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Isn't that a nice promise?
Yeah.
The God of peace will be with us. And you know how big the peace of God is? Pretty big. Look at verse 7, the verse before, the one we just read, verse 8. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Keep his guard.
His guard, yeah. Guard your hearts.
Yeah.
Wow. And then another wonderful couple of verses to think about in light of our walk with the Father and with the new year coming upon us is chapter 12 of Romans, verse 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, your logical service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Isn't that a beautiful section there?
Mm-hmm.
Great encouragement for us.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. We, you know, the world wants us to conform us, right? To think certain ways, to believe certain ways, to trust in certain things. But our trust is in our Father. That's who we trust. We trust our Heavenly Father. And we want to do that which is good and acceptable and perfect of His will. So it sounds like a pretty good plan for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too.